fast to think of a Revolutionary War hero, an important figure regarding the Revolutionary War. One would probably respond with George Washington or another male figure. Abigail Adams might not have had a huge role in the deciding factors in the Revolutionary War, or have made an impact on the Declaration of Independence, but Abigail Adams did try to help as much, if not more, than women were permitted to do during the Revolutionary War. Abigail sent many letters to her husband John Adams, the future President of the United States. In these letters, she often talked about the war against Britain and women's rights during this time period. Abigail Adams proves that during the time of the Revolutionary War, women did have a part in helping run the homes, and in Abigail's case, had a lot to say about what was going on during this time period in regards to women's rights. Abigail Adams' upbringing might have corresponded to the reason that she involved herself with the Revolutionary War and women's issues. Abigail Adams was raised similarly to most women of her time. She was not able to get an education because she was a woman and because she was sick as a child. However, this didn't stop her from becoming educated. Her father, William Smith, was a very intelligent man and had a vast library full of books. Abigail, with the help of her father, a minister, would read these books and would understand the words. This would lead Abigail to become very skilled in reading and well-educated because of it. Lynn Wiley describes Abigail as very intelligent. Lynn says, with her father's help and own determination, Abigail became one of the best-read women of the Revolutionary time. Using this skill, Abigail would be a great deal of help to her husband and others during the Revolutionary War. Abigail Adams married the successful lawyer and future United States President John Adams, and they soon had children. In the year 1770, John Adams was elected and would work in Cambridge, while Abigail would take care of their children back home. It was also during this time that Abigail Adams started feeling hatred towards her home country, England. Abigail started looking at women's rights in America and took a particular interest in women who stepped out of the public norm. In writing a letter to her cousin Isaac, Abigail writes, "To your sex, we are most of us indebted to all the knowledge we acquire of distant lands." She was writing in this and complaining to the lack of travel rights of females as they were expected to stay home. When the Revolutionary War broke out, very close to the Adams home in Massachusetts, Abigail was very close to the action. While John was serving in the Continental Congress, Abigail was very much, like her husband, anti-England, was for a revolution. However, it was very close to home for her. As she was so close to the action, she would send John letters reporting on the war events. John Adams would report the events that his wife wrote him to other delegates in the Continental Congress. While her husband was away, Abigail became somewhat of an entrepreneur. She rented tenants out of their farmhouse, she traded various goods, and she also dealt with real estate, despite being a woman and not being able to own property. Essentially, she took on the role of men and women during the Revolutionary War. She visited the British soldiers in jail, wondering more about their causes. She also helped the men fighting in the revolution that she so much believed in. She provided extra supplies that the men needed to fight in the war. She often would have John send supplies across the sea that were needed for the men in the war. In addition to helping the patriots in the war, she also had a strong urge to help the women during this time. The importance of women's rights to Abigail in the time of the Revolutionary War were very obvious in the letters that she would write to her husband and others. A few weeks after the revolt was underway, Abigail Adams started complaining about the deficiency of education in America and how the women's education was especially hurting. She also complained of the lack of women's political rights. She writes to her sister Mary in a letter, "My pen is always freer than my tongue," in regards to not being able to be involved in different political events around Braintree, the town in which she lived. She had a very sophisticated view that was ahead of her time about women and men equality. "I am more and more convinced that a man is a dangerous creature." Abigail believed that men and women should both be involved in politics. She wrote John regularly during the time, and he was helping to draft the Constitution. Her most famous quote being, "Remember the ladies," which she wrote to him about including women's rights in the Constitution. Although the Constitution would not include any specific rights for women, she still was able to bravely get her point across to her husband. Whether it be in helping the men fight and keeping up her home while John Adams was away, or not being able to afraid to talk about her viewpoints of the right of women should have during the drafting of the Constitution, Abigail Adams, like many other women, had a very important role when it came to the Revolutionary War. Women can have a significant role in determining the outcome of a country even when they are not allowed to have the rights men have.